Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jess. This is News Radio Pensacola, 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620. You can find us in the app, and you can join the conversation today at 850-437-1620. It's a boogie wonderland in here because I have a friend. It is Frisky Friday. I just like to rename this to TGIFF. Thank God it's Frisky Friday. I am so excited. We have a special friend that came in today named Brady. And my friends from A Hope are here. I have Brandy and Paige along with me.
Good morning.
Brandy, where are you?
Yes, good morning. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, we brought Brady with us, Brady Farrar with us this morning. We're really hoping that we're reaching more of an audience to get some exposure for him because Brady is a special needs kitten. He has mega esophagus, which just means that basically his esophagus is a little bit more stretched out than normal. So he has to eat standing up and he has to be held for about 15 minutes after he eats each of his meals, which he has no trouble eating.
He loves food.
Oh gosh, yes. Loves food, loves to eat. Which, you know, can be a problem with a multi-pet household. So that's kind of the things that people have to think about with him. He's definitely a shoulder kitten, yes. He is very much a lover per bucket, but if you have other pets in the house, really the biggest struggle we're having is you cannot let him get into other animals' food.
Right.
He cannot eat anything besides pureed food for the rest of his life. There's no medical fix for it or anything. He can live a long, healthy, happy life.
And he can jump.
Oh, yeah. He has the activity level and the personality of a completely normal four-month-old kitten. I've had him since he was 3 ounces the day he was born. His mom and his siblings have all since been adopted. He's trying to get into the Churu trash now. He's just like, there is something left in this thing. Look at this little paw holding it up.
And we'll post some pictures. We took some great pictures here today.
Yes.
So we'll post some pictures and let you see how cute he is and how quick he eats standing up.
He's 4 months old. So typically you want a kitten to gain a pound per month. So he should be about 4 pounds or more. But he is just over 2 pounds. So he's a little bit bigger than the size of a 9-week-old kitten right now. But he is growing every day. He's healthy. He's strong. He loves all other animals so much and people so much. If you're looking for a kitten to sincerely annoy you with his love and his purring and his shoulder sitting and his just need to be touching you at any given time. And he wants to touch your skin, too. So, like, you have a shirt on. He's not going to lay on your chest necessarily. He's going to try to get onto your neck or onto your shoulder. He's going to try to touch your face, just be there, and he purrs really loud and falls asleep.
And he searches for food on my fingers.
Yes. He is good cleanup.
Yeah, and the thing is, the mega esophagus is not anything to be scared of. It's just a different requirement for his eating. Dogs,
yes.
A lot of people are familiar with the dogs, and like Bailey, like
the Bailey's
Brady
chair,
said, they're called Bailey's chair. You've seen the dogs sitting in their chairs. Well, it's the same thing with the cat, except his feeder is elevated, so he's standing on it.
And yeah, a lot of people don't give cats with mega esophagus a chance like they do with dogs. So
right.
Our local veterinarian mentioned that as well. It said that they don't see a lot of them because usually whenever we end up with these issues, they'll make a call a little bit faster than they would with the dog. So, and you know, our goal is to always, you know, accept those challenges and prove that they can have wonderful lives.
Oh, my cuteness.
But he was born with this. There's no extra medical costs associated with it. You know, you just have to make sure he eats well. And our wonderful followers and supporters actually raised enough money for us to purchase a mega esophagus feeder that was made in California with a 3D printer, and it'll actually go home with him because that's what it is for. It is for Brady to have that feeder, and so that would be the only big cost I would think of. But yeah, he's an excellent kitten. Oh, pureed foods. Did I mention that? Like just moose style
foods.
Yeah.
How often?
He eats like 4 times a day. He loves to eat. And so I try to curb it by feeding him more often, but at least 3 times a day, of course.
We have a text, and it is hitting my heart hard. Mm-hmm. Don't get older because you get more emotional. But don't be a female either. That's a downer. I'm just kidding. what A-Hope is doing is awesome. Rescuing a pet brings so much joy to your pet and your family. I pray for you find an forever home. I'm getting choked up. I pray you find a forever home for your kitten. Aww. You'll be forever grateful. Thank you for what you do.
Aww, thank you.
There's not a dry eye in the house.
That's so nice. You know, they say it's like one of the most thankless jobs because nobody knows what goes on 24/7 behind closed doors. They have no idea. It's hard to even explain what our organization does because we do a little bit of everything. But these special needs kitties are definitely our target group that we try to help because in previous years, they did not stand a chance. He's coming to visit you.
I would like to be on the mic.
Yeah. And so now we can say, you know, they can live a full life. And honestly, I have seen quite a few times where people actually have cats in their home that have the exact same symptoms and probably don't even know that they have something like this because they'll just see like regurgitation. Yeah. It won't be vomiting.
Right.
Yeah. It'll just be where they eat and throw up.
Yeah. Okay.
Real fast. And I use those words interchangeably, but they're not. So regurgitation is just basically where they eat it and it just comes right back up without the retching.
Yeah.
So a lot of cats will have this and they live with it as long as they got past the initial kitten phase because it's not even noticed until they move off their mother's milk and then it can be slightly noticed and some, yeah, told you he's a shoulder kitty. He was ready. Like he's up there and he's just sitting down.
My heart, like I moved the keyboard out of the way and my friend is like, hello, I'm a parrot. So I'm going to sit here for a moment.
I don't know. He has the most perfect balance too. He would be able to curl up on your shoulder right now and go to sleep somehow. And I'm like,
sold.
Makes me feel like my shoulder is extra wide all the time. Like, I don't know how he has that plane to lay on. He's just looking out the window.
We're going to take a quick break and come back with my friend as he takes he's just going to watch traffic for a few moments. We'll be right back.
Just in time for the summer season, Peatmore Imports has new Volkswagens being delivered daily with cool savings on their most popular models. Drive the family-sized 2024 Atlas or Atlas Cross Sport with 0.9% APR for 60 months or take $3,500 in customer cash. The mid-sized Tiguan available now with 1.9% APR for 60 months or $2,500 in customer cash. And the sporty Taos crossover with the same 1.9% APR or $2,000 in customer cash. Plus, the four-door Jetta sedan with amazing fuel economy, performance, and style has $2,000 in customer cash or an APR rate of 2.9 for 60 months. This Volkswagen lineup will take you through summer with cooler savings than before at Peatmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Peatmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualifying credit through PCI. See dealer for details.
How do we define a good man? A good man does the right thing, even when no one's looking. Hi, I'm Gina Stroberger. If you ask my husband, Steve, what are the most important things to him? He would say his family, his country, God, and his honor. Steve is the right man to be our next county commissioner. Please vote Steve Stroberger, County Commissioner, District 1.
Paid for and approved by Steve Stroberger, Escambia County Commission, District 1.
Flashlights, check. Camp stove, check. Canned goods, check. Ice chests, check.
Say, what you doing there, neighbor? Going camping?
Not exactly, but it is hurricane season. We've already had a few power outages just with thunderstorms, so I'm getting prepared.
I see. Getting ready for a little indoor camping.
Yeah, you know how it is.
Actually, I don't. We have natural gas from Pensacola Energy at our house, so when the power is out, we still cook up a storm and take hot showers. And since we added the whole house generator, we just keep on like nothing happened.
Must be nice.
It is. Pensacola Energy made it really easy, and we got some great rebates.
How can I get in on that?
Forget indoor camping and get comfortable with natural gas. To learn more about earning up to $3,000 in rebates, call Pensacola Energy at 850-436-5050 or visit PensacolaEnergy.com. We keep on.
I'm Earl McCauley, and I'm running for Escambia County School Board District 4. I'm a 22-year teaching veteran and 20-year resident of District 4. Last year, I was the Gulf Breeze High School Teacher of the Year with a 97% pass rate on a challenging AP literature exam. My goals as a board member are teacher retention, middle schools, and addressing issues with books and libraries. Your vote for Earl McCauley on August 20th will bring common sense for the school board. I'm Earl McCauley for School Board District 4, and I approve this message.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, hear from local community leaders on how Sunny's Barbecue is helping to build a strong Pensacola. With four Sunny's locations serving the News Radio listening area, Navy Boulevard, Pine Forest, 9th Avenue, and Pace. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
I'm Ashley Hoffberger, Republican candidate for Escambia County Commissioner, District 4. I am the only candidate with endorsements from our county first responders. It's unanimous. The people who lay it on the line every day to protect us, our professional firefighters, our law enforcement, and our EMTs believe I am the best choice for County Commissioner, District 4. I'm Ashley Hoffberger, and I am asking for your vote on August 20th.
Paid for and approved by Ashley Hoffberger, Republican candidate for Escambia County Commissioner, District 4.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jess, and we're here with my friends from A-Hope and my new friend who is like an amazing jumper and loves shoulders. This cat is amazing. All I can say is don't let a special needs animal scare you.
Right, exactly.
And with our special needs animals, too, I just wanted to mention that we don't offer it with our normal, everyday, wonderful kitties, but with our special needs ones that are...
I'm not sure I can hear you very well on that mic.
Hold on, hear me?
Now I can.
I wanted to also mention with our special needs kittens, it's a little bit different because we want you to be comfortable with them. So if you live locally and you're interested in adopting, you're not really sure if he's going to be a good fit or work out or whatever it is, we do offer in-home trials for approved applicants for up to a maximum of 2 weeks because we want to give them the opportunity to still be adopted if it doesn't work out. But we do offer that because we understand that it can be a little bit scary for people who don't know. And obviously research feline mega esophagus ahead of time, know what you're getting into. But we've done all the x-rays, the barium studies. We've done everything to see if there's something to repair it, to make changes to it. And there's not. So really it's just knowing that he has it and then just adjusting how he eats. They make mousse-style foods now, so really you don't even have to go out of your way and puree anything. You can just buy the mousse-type food, and he eats it right out of the bowl.
Yeah. That is so awesome. Exactly. And the process is pretty easy.
Oh, yeah. So you just go online onto our website, ahopeforsrc.com/meetme, and click on his photo, learn a little bit more about him and any of our kitties. And that's where the application is.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. I was going to say, what else do we have going on? Well, I know there's some awesome things happening.
Before we run out of time, I just always like to give everybody an update on the A-Hope Spay-Neuter Clinic, our affordable clinic that is being built on Pine Blossom Road in Milton. So if you follow us on Facebook and Instagram, you will have seen that we now have a beautiful concrete foundation with all the plumbing and the electrical.
It's so exciting.
It's been run.
That is awesome.
The concrete is curing. And then once that's set in a few more days, the walls will start going up. So what we wanted to mention today is that, you know, it's hard to support something when it's just like a pie in the sky idea. But when you start seeing walls going up and things really happening, this you'll know that this is for real. So
it's definitely for real. Yeah. And seeing that concrete down right now.
Yes.
And remember Google Maps.
Yes.
So Google Maps was really exciting for me, just mapping it and then looking at the satellite image of our
it shows it
property.
Now, the cleared land. But we did want to mention we will be starting a new capital campaign because outside of the financing that we have for the clinic building, there's lots of other things that we need funds for, fundraising,
like
a security system. We need to cover the cost of running the electrical through FP&L, you know, up to the building, computers, all kinds of things.
Yeah, we were just talking about computers and tablets, of course. This is going to be a full-functioning clinic.
Yes.
So a spay-neuter clinic.
So we need there's lots of things, like I said, outside of the actual clinic walls that we have financed already. So what we would like to toss out there to everybody, since there's, 400,000 people in Escambia County and, almost 200,000 in Santa Rosa.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. You don't have to feel like you have to give a lot to be able to participate, but we want to start a campaign where if everybody could just donate $25,
right,
or even $20, if 1,000 people donated $25, mm-hmm, that would cover the cost of many of these outside expenses. So we're going to put that challenge
out.
Monthly donors.
I think, $10
a month. Yes.
I mean, over the year, it would be $120 donated.
Yes.
And if that many people did $120 a year,
yes,
you know, we would have
exactly
the clinic built years ago.
Yeah.
Right.
So it doesn't take one or two people with tons of money. This is going to be your clinic for the community. So we encourage you to join in, take part. And like I said, $25, $20 a month. Go to ahope4src.com/donate. Thank
awesome
you.
Yeah, so we're going to take a quick break. But if you have any questions, 850-437-1620. Take a moment, check out ahope4src.com. Check that website out, and my friend and I are going to be dancing on this break.
Hi, neighbors. I'm Colton Wright, your current Santa Rosa County Commissioner for District 5. Thank you for allowing me to serve you for the past 4 years. Public safety has always been my first priority, and I've made sure our sheriff's deputies have the pay and equipment they deserve. I've worked hard to improve our roads and infrastructure, improve our parks, supported Whiting Field, and I brought new jobs to our area. I'll continue to use common sense and build strong relationships that benefit all of Santa Rosa County. Please reelect me, Colton Wright, on August 20th.
Paid for and approved by Colton Wright for Santa Rosa County Commissioner, District 5.
More than 1 in 3 American adults have prediabetes, yet 80% don't know that they have it. The Florida Department of Health in Santa Rosa County will begin a national diabetes prevention class on August 27th at no cost to you to assist residents in making healthy lifestyle changes. People with prediabetes are at higher risk for developing type 2 diabetes, stroke, and heart disease. But that risk can be reversed by choosing a healthy diet and increasing physical activity. Call 850-564-2249 for additional information on upcoming classes.
Conservative Republican Walker Wilson, Escambia County's next generation of conservative leadership. Wilson is a fiscal conservative who will cut taxes to give hardworking families and seniors on fixed incomes relief from rising prices and make life more affordable. Wilson will invest in infrastructure projects to ease traffic congestion and upgrade our aging stormwater systems to protect our neighborhoods from flood risks. Walker Wilson will fully fund the Sheriff's Department to keep us safe, work to give the sheriff the power to enforce our immigration laws, and push to recover the millions of taxpayer dollars spent on benefits to illegal aliens. Walker Wilson has deep roots here and shares our North Florida small town conservative values. Vote for conservative Republican Walker Wilson for Escambia County Commission, Escambia County's next generation of conservative leadership.
Paid by Walker Wilson, Republican for Escambia County Commissioner.
Pensacola Little Theater presents Incorruptible, August 16th through 25th. This dark comedy is set in 13th century France, where the Catholic Church holds immense power and influence. The play revolves around the struggling monastery of St. Foy, whose monks are desperate to attract pilgrim and funding. Facing financial ruin and a lack of miracles to draw visitors, the monks hatch a scheme to create their own miracle by stealing a corpse and passing it off as a holy relic. Secure your tickets at PensacolaLittleTheater.com or at the PLT box office.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
The Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jess, and Brady here on my shoulder having... I mean, this cat is like... performance artist. I mean, this cat has balanced like there's no tomorrow. And he wants to talk, but I'm just not going to share the mic. This it's too soon in our relationship. But we were talking a little bit about updates with the clinic and yes. how people can help. And
we've yes. sent, so, I mean, just so you know, we send a little over 1,000 animals each year for the general public to get spayed and neutered. So the clinic's going to be a huge impact because we've already sent, since 2017, we've sent over 8,000 animals to be spayed or neutered for the general public.
Yeah, that's like 100 a month, and we should be able to do at least 100 a week to start.
Right.
So it should really help. I mean, for those that aren't in animal welfare, you don't understand how brutal it is out there for the animals in our community.
Yeah.
You know, if they're not owned animals, it's tough. And this is going to help them dramatically. It's going to change people's lives that they can't afford regular vet care for their animals.
Right.
This is going to be a game changer.
And we'll be offering low-cost vaccines and microchips and testing while at the same clinic. So those basic vet services. And just as a reminder, yesterday was Check the Chip Day, microchips. Yes. I'm super big on those because a lot of people don't realize that most animals can and will be microchipped. So get them scanned for free at any animal shelter or vet office and try to get them back home.
Awesome. Any last words, Brady?
Oh, he's napping. He's
he wants to go home. He wants
Captain
to go home with you.
Chris, where are you?
Daddy, where are you? Brady's calling you.
David and